Al Gore's Oscar-winning documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, tracked his efforts around the world to raise international awareness about global warming. In a statement to a joint hearing of two congressional committees, he returned to the theme of his film, saying there is irrefutable evidence that the Earth is experiencing an unprecedented period of climate change. Gore says the United States must take the lead and lawmakers must summon the courage to take steps that will help reverse the process so future generations will not ask this question.
What in God's name were they doing? Didn't they realize that four times in 15 years the entire scientific community of this world issued unanimous reports calling upon them to act? What was wrong with them? Were they too blinded and numbed by the busyness of political life or daily life to take a deep breath and look at the reality of what we're facing? Did they think it was perfectly all right to keep dumping 70 million tons every single day of global warming pollution into this Earth's atmosphere? Did they think all the scientists were wrong?
Gore cited recent studies saying that global warming may be worse than previously thought and that the Arctic ice cap is melting more rapidly than previously predicted and could disappear in as little as 34 years.
This problem is burning a hole at the top of the world in the ice cover that is one of the principal ways our planet cools itself. If it goes, it won't come back on any time scale relevant to the human species.
Gore appeared on Capitol Hill at a time when majority Democrats have made the issue of climate change a key part of their congressional agenda. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi created a special committee on climate change and is encouraging legislation that would promote reductions in greenhouse gas emissions and the use of renewable fuels. Republicans took the opportunity to renew criticisms of several aspects of Gore's film and question conclusions he drew from scientific findings. Republican Congressman Joe Barton took aim at two of Gore's recommendations.
Some of your ideas, though, Mr. Vice President, we think, or at least I think, are just flawed. Your suggestion of a carbon tax is something that would harm our competitiveness, raise costs to American families, export jobs, and actually do very little to improve our environment. Likewise, a Kyoto-style cap and trade system for CO2 will mainly increase the price of electricity while providing few, if any, environmental benefits.
Gore urged Congress to pass legislation to encourage energy efficiency, including tighter standards for automobiles, and bar the construction of any new coal-fired power plants that are not capable of capturing carbon dioxide or greenhouse gases that would otherwise be released into the atmosphere. He also advocates steps to bring the United States into effective compliance with the existing Kyoto Treaty and says the effective date of a new treaty to succeed it should be moved up to 2010. Gore's appearances in House and Senate committees marked his first return to the U.S. Capitol since 2001, when he presided over a congressional session that certified the victory of George Bush based on Electoral College votes after the contested 2000 presidential election. Although he has said he has no intention of running for president again, Gore still scores high in public opinion polls and has spoken out strongly against Bush administration policies in Iraq and on other issues. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.